This call is being recorded.
I want to welcome everyone from our longtime members and our Been Around the Minute members, and to some of you who may be totally new to our calls and Super Beings, we welcome you and it's awesome to have you. I'm Mary, I'm your hostess tonight, and I run and manage the Super Beings, and I ship the alchemy, and I just invite you to befriend me, get in touch with me, and ask me questions if need be. I assure you, you are not bothering me at all. We do these calls periodically and try to do them pretty regularly to gather together, share healing energies, balancing energies, and to be in service to the all. We have a huge output of vibration going on, and it allows our higher self to utilize this vessel here to bring through what is needed. So we're here to learn about self-mastery together and do practices, meditations, and basically just do awesome stuff together. So I wanted to say that I'm super amped about what's going on, just feeling super inspired about Super Beings and the path that it's going in, the result of the alchemy and the new Merlin stones and their function, which is to bring everybody to their highest path. And for me, that's manifesting in taking a more active role in doing these kinds of things like calls. And I want to say that this is also your platform too. So in the spirit of self-mastery and sharing maybe your gifts with the world, and perhaps you might want to host a call or have an idea or something that you want to share and share with everyone. Maybe you're like a wizard or a goddess and want to do some sort of phone call, conference call, workshop, get in touch with me because we can make it happen. And you can reach me at mary@thesuperbeings.net. So I just wanted to make sure people know that because so many of you are super talented and have amazing gifts to share with all of us. And I feel like you should just know that it's, you know, that's an open possibility. So let's see, a couple things. In this call, we're gonna be sharing energy and receiving energy. And if you're new to these calls and you're not really sure you wanna receive this high vibe energy, that's very healing, very beautiful. It's important to know that it's not coming from any of us directly. It's coming through us. So we're going to get clear first using some tools before any of that goes on. But I just wanted you to know if you're not sure about it, maybe, you know, you might want, you know, if you're not sure you want the energy, you might want to hang up and then just listen to the call later. Or, you know, if you're open to that, then just know that that's what's going on. I assure you the energy will be with the intent of your highest good and growth and in the spirit of love and joy. So just needed to tell you that. Hold on a minute. I need to unlock the call for a sec.
Conference unlocked. Conference okay. Locked.
Okay, so I want to talk about the coming eclipse. Eclipses are, man, there are majorly auspicious times. And if we can harness the energies and utilize the coming waves consciously, it can bring about some pretty serious transformations. And so we can walk our higher path in grace and wisdom. And this eclipse is all about reset, a cycle of closure to all that just doesn't fit anymore. And like it or not, change is coming. And the idea here is to share about being in alignment with the possibilities. this eclipse is so spongy and receptive that where your head is at is crucial with this eclipse getting a very important tone for the next chapter of the next 6 months. So what we're gonna think about is where we wanna focus. A bunch of people are getting kicked off the call, so I'm going to unlock the call.
Conference unlocked.
Okay. This is a new moon and a super moon in Pisces. And it's all about closure, regeneration, cleaning out, clearing, renewal. And you may even notice like an increased attraction to water, hydration, sacred bathing. We've been a huge fan of sacred bathing lately, so this is a good time for that. So what I would do is take this weekend to get quiet and reflect on the things in your life that are coming to a close, or you would like to come to a close, and surrender to what the infinite mind, higher self, has in store for you. So definitely question your stories and all the stuff that you tell yourself in any sort of limiting way, and get ready to disconnect very easily from those patterns. So we have the eclipse, which is Tuesday, March 8th in the evening, and for March 9th for people that are across the pond, our friends in Australia and New Zealand and Southeast Asia. So stay tuned about that, because we may be doing some sort of group coming together in synchronization event. So we'll be in touch with you about that. Jason wrote a really fantastic piece that I want to read to you that just nails it about how to think about this really upcoming auspicious wave. So I'm going to read that. Next week's eclipse is the stepping up of what this entire year is about, which is an intensification and separation. That separation is as simple as it gets, the selfless from the selfish. And the division is becoming clearer all the time. Certain astrological prognosticators point out the shadow side of all of this, like it's potentially a bad thing. But that's just a reflection of the limitations of their consciousness. Those who get all of this to varying degrees know that no matter how bad it all looks, this division is a beautiful and necessary advent in the final act of this enormous stage play, keeping in mind that the final act comes to a close only when it's ready to. At the same time, star charts and some of the prognosticators point to this being an opportunity to solidify what you want. It only makes sense, because in this increasing separation, the selfless will continue to release and leave behind all that is unneeded for a blossoming new reality. And therefore, clarity must emerge on what we want in the new. Most of those prognosticators, however, are of the self-empowerment ilk, and therefore appeal to the lower thought forms emerging from the desires of the people who still need to move through the self-empowerment phase of the current shared consciousness expansion. Now, if you look at the layers of self, the one you see in the mirror is the one that is the least relevant in the many facets of this operation. As you hopefully know, and do if you have read everything on the super beings, you are the host of the relevant entity or entities in all this. And therefore, the question must be asked, if I'm only relevant as a host for real self, then why would what I want be relevant? It's quite a conundrum, because wanting on behalf of self is selfish, and wanting on behalf of everything else is arrogant and presumptuous. This is the main reason the great sages said the fastest way to the true liberation is to cease wanting altogether. But that was only pertinent to times where the true liberation was needed, and it really isn't now. But it is an option for anybody who can head towards that and not deviate from that course. Thus, there is but a short list of things to want, And it truly is all you do want, whether you know it or not. And that is deep, lasting, brimming, and abiding happiness. There is not an entity in all of creation who doesn't seek that ultimately, but of course has required an incomprehensible variety of experiences to recover that state of being, especially because there isn't a single entity who is doing it alone, but is doing it within the confines of a group, a population, a social memory complex, and therefore is limited by that group consciousness. There can be no conditions upon that happiness that is at the core of creation. In other words, you can't say, I'll be happy if this or that happens. You're either ultimately happy or you're not. And there is no conditions or circumstances that can darken that. It's only a frame of being, which is to say, frame of mind. Interestingly, that's all real self wants for you. And so the only thing to do is to let real self have its way, which means, of course, getting out of its way. Therefore, the simplest want would be to increase the merging between real self and its host, you. And then the you layer will reap the beauties and bounties of heaven's abundance, and a seemingly impossible happiness is a byproduct of that merger. The only thing that stands in the way of all that is the you layer. And you can believe me when I tell you, it takes far more effort to stay in its way than it does to get out of its way. From the highest perspectives, this desire is the only valid one, since every layer of you seeks merger with its own higher consciousness. Now is the time to be clear about that, and we will use the coming eclipse to solidify that in a group way. To pull it all off with grace and efficiency takes a commitment and control of one's thoughts, feelings, and emotions. But again, it's simple and clear. With the simplicity and clarity comes an opportunity to reset everything, including soul plans. Then what you can be assured of is that real self will supply every possible creative channel for you to express yourself and through which it can express itself on its layer of being. We'll be getting much more into that soon, as a section of the super beings will give yet another option for great expansion, adding to the mastery section and the super section as three different means to very similar ends. And I'm going to unmute you.